Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network and First Morning. We have with us Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. This is the infamous Joel Skousen. He's been placed on a special list by the Southern Poverty Law Conference as one of those right-wing extremists who is actually trying to save America from the ravages of the people, the globalists, who really do want to destroy our nation. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm not sure if you want me still on your program.
Oh, I sure do. In fact, I was so proud that you were on the list, and several of the people that we have on our programs are on the list of an organization which I think is one of the greatest hate-monger organizations in the United States and funded by our own government. But go right ahead.
Well, of course, we're talking about the infamous Meet the Patriots intelligence report from the Southern Poverty Law Conference. They profiled 36 individuals at the heart of the resurgent patriot movement, and just labeling every one of them as went down through the list of the most extreme pejoratives that they could find. There were five enablers out of the list of 40, including such ones as Ron Paul, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, myself, Chuck Baldwin was on the list, and we were just all surprised that Dr. Stanley Monteith wasn't on the list. Aren't you sufficiently radical, Stan?
I guess I'm not. I hope I'm keeping a low enough profile. Anyway, we'll keep doing what we're doing. You keep doing what you're doing.
Being on the radio 5 hours a day,
very, very worried.
Call that a low profile.
Well, I think they're very, very worried that the American people are going to wake up and really realize that there are a group of subversives that are running our country today. So you go right ahead.
Well, you know, I'm really not that impressed with the list, even though they got some of the actual national leaders. It's not a particularly good list. Some of those listers had very little national influence and seem to have been included simply because they could complete the criteria of being radical and extremist. As I say, there were some minor players there. Howard Phelps, founder of the Taxpayers Party and the Constitution Party, you know, even though he is very careful about what he says, clearly he is a founder of the one of the founders of the Patriot Movement and the pro-constitutionalist movement. He wasn't there. Jeff Renz of Renz.com, although, you know, he runs the gamut from New Age to Libertarian, but he's also very much pro-constitution and does give a lot of play on his website to those things, has a very large following. Gus Riley of the Power Hour wasn't there, and which I found surprising as well, because she's championed a lot of these causes. But, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center is, in fact, the go-to source of information for the federal government. And essentially what they want to do is poison the minds of law enforcement in this country against constitutional conservatives, labeling as radicals, extremists, and even worse, potential domestic terrorists. And of course, every time you have a problem like the Huttery militia, you know, where they do get some agent provocateurs in there that can inflame some people who are unstable, then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the Southern Poverty Law Conference, under the direction of Morris Dees, was very, very prominent in putting out the MEAC report. And essentially, you know, the government hires them and pays them millions of dollars out of Homeland Security funds in order to produce these reports, and they do this on purpose. They want the result and perception that the right wing is to be feared. That's the whole purpose behind the Oklahoma City bombing, the enraging of the conservative movement through the attack on Waco, these things were very strong provocations. I might note that, as in many of the leaders of these radical organizations from the left who are poisoning the right, whether it be Martin Luther King or Morris Deas, these people become relatively wealthy off their non-taxable, you know, supposedly non-profit organizations. Morris Deas, large estate in the South, was finally put on up for sale, and it's worth millions of dollars. Now, where did it's like Barack Obama, where did a community action attorney for small fees get this kinds of millions of dollars to build these kinds of estates? Well, they get that kind of money off government money. And the powers that be are extremely worried about the rise of the Patriot Movement, and that's why they're trying to subvert it. That's why they're trying to divert it. Steve Mitten, a radio talk show host from Idaho, had this commentary on the government distress issue. He said, data continues to pour in from a variety of sources indicating that faith in government is at a record low. Pew Research Center's latest survey found that only 22% of those polled trusted the federal government almost always or most of the time. And frankly, I'm surprised that's a fairly high number of people who have just blind trust in the federal government. I mean, nobody in this country should have blind trust in the federal government. We've had enough histories of problems within government. But, of course, the Harris polls measure showed that only 8% have confidence in Congress. I think that's pretty accurate. The Gallup poll's annual measure of public confidence in state governments was also taken a nosedive in recent years, dropping below 50% in every region except the South. Actually, it's not hard to understand, he said, why public faith in government is at rock bottom. People lose trust when the officials either ignore the public wills or, worse, do the opposite of what they promised that they would do. Now, think how low the polls would be if people knew all of the really evil acts of government that it does on its dark side. Well, in another story, Stan, there's a establishment backlash really being whipped up against Arizona immigration crackdown, responding to a wave of grassroots dissatisfaction with the federal government's refusal to close the border and crack down on a flood of illegal immigrants crossing that border from Mexico. The Arizona legislature has enacted its own law that will allow state law enforcement officers to demand proof of citizenship for illegals and arrest them. The establishment forces are attempting to grant amnesty to some 20 million illegal aliens, and they're instigating a counter-movement. It is very powerful. Pro-amnesty Democrats are mounting a national campaign to thwart this latest 10th Amendment or states' rights move. One, they're trying to get Congress to pass a law prohibiting states from enforcing immigration laws. Two, eliminating immigration customs enforcement approval for Arizona State Police to act on immigration issues. Three, they're trying to pressure the Arizona governor to veto the bill. She has had, for example, the latest count yesterday, about 200 or 300 phone calls and emails supporting it.
Hold that thought, Joe. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hold the thought.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers, caution, and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joel Skousen, and Joel is simply talking about the fact that there are Democrats in the Congress who want to actually protect illegal immigration. They don't want states enforcing laws against illegal immigration. And what you really must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is they really want to displace American workers and lower our living standards. Otherwise, none of this makes sense. Once you understand that, and we've been talking about that for the last several days, there is an organized effort to encourage illegal immigration, to lower our living standards, and impoverish the American people. Once you understand that, it all makes sense. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm talking about the pressure that's being put on Arizona at all levels. For example, Governor Jan Brewer, moderate Republican, is under a lot of pressure. They're flooding her office with phone calls and emails, obviously a concerted effort by pro-immigration forces, outnumbering the nays on this bill about 11,000 to 300. And but overwhelming polls in Arizona showed that over 80% of Arizonans want this immigration problem stopped, this illegal immigration problem stopped. So clearly, the response pressuring Governor Brewer from the constituency is way out of proportion to the polling results, and indicates that there's a lot of Latino, pro-Latino organizations that are just telephoning day and night to try to overwhelm Jan Brewer. I personally don't think she's got the toughness to stand up on this. There are people in California trying to organize a nationwide boycott Arizona movement. There are going to be mounting legal challenges for racial profiling. Several of these will certainly be successful, but the last one always works, Stan. You've seen it in California time after time, no matter what initiative that people pass, whether it's to block welfare, block access to the hospitals, block access to public schools, the courts always overturn it. Their reliable leftist agenda will always support these kinds of things.
Well, I think public it's so mood in difficult Arizona, go ahead. For the average individual to really understand there are people who really want illegal immigration because they want to displace American workers, because they want to lower our living standards, and the average individual find that difficult to believe.
That's right. The public mood in Arizona is so strong against the illegal alien issue that even the perennial amnesty promoter John McCain, who's facing a strong primary challenge from the right, has suddenly had to switch and get tough on closing the border. But he's lying, of course, and most Arizonans know it. The Arizona House also passed a bill requiring presidential candidates to show his or her birth certificate in order to be on the state's ballot. This is clearly meant as a challenge to Barack Obama's ability to qualify for the ballot in Arizona in 2010. But I don't think it'll do any good. In the first place, Obama does have a, quote, birth certificate. It's actually a certification of live birth from Hawaii. Several versions of it, however, and some are obvious forgeries. Hawaii, a Democratic state, is trying to pass legislation stating that the state does not have to respond to any more requests for copies of Obama's birth certificate. That seems hardly necessary, since Hawaii has refused to comply with any requests to show the birth certificate. Nevertheless, the current phony certificate is sufficient to get the eager Arizona state officials to sign off on his eligibility. And I say eager because the bureaucracy in Arizona, tends to be pro-democratic. Most who suspect Obama was born outside the United States in Kenya don't realize that the Hawaii certification of live birth can be had by anyone without any proof that the birth really took place in Hawaii. All the parent has to do is say the child was born in Hawaii and the state gives them a certification of live birth. I happen to have one of my own daughters born in Hawaii, home birth, and my wife and I went to the health department and certified that we were the parents, and we have a certification of live birth. So, you see, it's not hard to get, and I think that Obama's mother knew that she wanted her son to be a citizen, knew that he wasn't qualified under the rules, took him to Hawaii, had him certified, put notices in the newspaper, and it was all fraudulent. But the Arizona House requirement to show a birth certificate is not going to work. They're going to be able to show a certification of live birth, and that's going to be the end of the issue. But it's a good try. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs was derisive of the Arizona move and the birther movement in general. He's noted that the campaign posted copies of Obama's birth certificate and the newspaper articles printing birth notices of birth as evidence. And he says, "I'm the guy who put the birth certificate on the Internet. It is apparent among those people that it dissuaded virtually none of them." Well, and I say rightly so, as long as they understand that a certification of live birth is not the same as a birth certificate signed by the attending physician, which Obama does not have, never will have, because he wasn't born there. So the birther movement is a strong movement and an important movement because, you know, there are very few issues that give us enough views of the power of the establishment to shut down and obscure the search for evidence and justice. We saw it in spades in the assassination investigation of John F. Kennedy, how the government obstructed people's desire and investigations to, they edited the Zapruder film. They denied there were any shooters on the grassy knoll. They had the magic bullet theory to show how one bullet from the depository, which Oswald never shot, by the way, he was down there having a Coke while someone else was shooting up there. I mean, there's just so many things that happened. And we learned an awful lot about the power of government to cover up, which is proof of government involvement in conspiracy, because if they weren't involved, what would be the reason for working so hard to cover up evidence that pointed to government? We saw a lot of it in the Martin Luther King assassination. We saw cover-ups in the Robert Kennedy assassination. You know, 9 bullets stuck in walls and doors and things. Daryl Gates, the former police chief of Los Angeles during the Robert Kennedy assassination, just died. He was the one, as an assistant police chief, was apparently the one who removed the door from that kitchen area in the hotel so that the evidence of multiple bullets in that door could be removed. They had to remove the evidence that there were more than six bullets fired. Because obviously the gun that Sirhan had only held that many rounds. Then we have the Oklahoma City bombing. We learned a lot about the ability of the government to cover up evidence there in the various John Does they refused to let come before the grand jury, covering up the seismic data, covering up the video showing that there would be shaking in the video cameras, showing 2 separate explosions. And they covered up all that. I mean, this is incredible. Here we have Obama's birther issue, the birth certificate issue, where they have covered up his where he's come from. They have put pressure on the Kenyan government to deny and to silence anyone, and they still haven't been able to silence everyone who knows that he was born there, including his grandmother, the ambassador to the United States, who said so on a television interview. They silence all of the universities where he attended, so that you can't find anything about his grades or his applications for student visas, which were probably done as a foreign student. And worst of all, as I covered in a few weeks ago, we find out that he never really attended Columbia University. He was enrolled, but no one ever remembers him there. And believe me, if thousands of people were attending a university where one of their fellow students became president of the United States, they'd be hundreds of them saying, "I was with Barack Obama at Columbia," and not one person's come forward. Not one published article about anything in there. There's nothing from any bulletin boards. There's nothing from any yearbooks. There's no name of Barack Obama at that university during that entire period. This is a great fraud upon the American people. But it shows the power of this establishment to control not only Congress, to control the media, to control the state of Hawaii, to control these universities, and to control the Supreme Court of the United States, which has steadfastly refused to take this case. And they've leaned on judges at the federal and district level to make sure that this case never gets a proper hearing. And one of the courageous attorneys, Orly Tase, was also on the Southern Poverty Law Conference as a radical extremist for her continual attempt to bring this birther case to the forefront.
Well, it's a sad commentary, but I think that hopefully people will realize that the media is totally controlled. They are able to control largely what the American people think. I'm amazed that as many people are waking up as there are, and I think there is a general awakening across America. The Tea Party represents that. And the other side is frightened to death that the American people will see what's happening and identify the establishment for the treasonous acts that they've created, for their subversive effort to destroy this nation. There is an invisible government. They control our media. It's about time the American people realize that.
Well, I would say a more accurate description of not that they're scared to death, but they are concerned. They are always concerned when people start to awaken. But just awakening to the problems of a Barack Obama and the socialism involved in the health care bill is not sufficient, because they can be diverted from that dissatisfaction very easily by middle-of-the-road Republicans like Sarah Palin, who will, in fact, proclaim that she will overturn this stuff. In fact, it will never happen because she won't have the votes in Congress to be able to overturn it. The real issue is people need to understand these conspiracy issues, because only the evidence of black operations, dark operations, conspiratorial cover-ups of the truth is sufficient to make people distrustful of government, to really stop being diverted. I even say that it's difficult. There's so many of our people on the conservative side that aren't really good critical thinkers. They can be snippered pretty easy. Look at how many of our good Christian brethren can't see through the charade of George W. Bush as a conservative Christian. He's a skull and bones member, a conspirator, although at low level, a puppet president, and so many of our own people, so many of the ministers in the United States could not see it. That's why Chuck Baldwin, pastor of the one of the major Baptist churches in Pensacola, Florida, the Crossroads Baptist Church, is one of the most stalwart of the Christian pastors, who is not afraid to call a spade and to break with the powers that be within the Christian movement who have been supporting big government Republican candidates. But it's going to be very, very difficult for people. They've got to have their sharpest eye out for wolves in sheep's clothing, people who are globalists, people who are establishment, people like Governor Rick Perry of Texas, proclaiming to be arch-conservatives when they are no such things.
Yes, they even had his picture. I don't know if it was Newsweek or U.S. News and World Report. I think it was Newsweek. They had Rick Perry's picture there, talking about what a staunch conservative he is. And I mean, they put his picture there to try to give the impression he's an arch conservative, which he is not.
That's right. That's the same thing I knew when they put Rudolph Giuliani's picture on Time magazine as Man of the Year. I knew they've got big plans for this guy. And sure enough, he's come out and weighed in against Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, who's running a successful campaign for senator in Kentucky. Looks like Rand Paul's going to win, and they're pulling out all the stops if they can. We've got a similar challenge here in Utah against Senator Robert Bennett, a guy named Mike Lee, very conservative. And boy, they have just pulled out all the stops. The money is flowing into the state, and they're focusing on his horror of horrors, wanting to get us out of the war in Afghanistan, as if this is unpatriotic, all this neocon stuff about we've got to finish, we're going to leave it as a disaster. it's going to be a disaster whether we stay or leave, but it's going to be a worse disaster in terms of the finances of America and the deaths of Americans by staying. In any case, it's amazing to me how these well-meaning or half-well-meaning establishment conservatives trying to please the rest of the world will gang up against someone who, like Ron Paul or Mike Lee, who they should be supporting, who have a great deal of integrity and honesty. It's unconscionable.
You know, one thing is there are an awful lot of good people running for the governors across the country. There are good people running for Congress and the Senate. I don't think I've ever seen as many good people running as are going to be running this year. So there's a lot to be encouraged about. And the best thing is things are going to get a lot worse. Maybe people will work up then. We'll be right back in just a moment here with Joel Schaus.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Restore Health and Counseling in Lafayette salutes all of our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety gets pushed aside. Parents, talk to your children and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents and adults. For private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab, visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street or www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Joel Schausen. And before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of your publication and hopefully subscribe to it. And certainly I look forward to its coming every Friday. An excellent overview of a lot of things most people would never even consider and yet vitally important to understanding what's going on today. Joel, why don't you tell people how they can get a copy of your publication?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief. If they would like a free sample copy, there is a modest subscription for the World Affairs Brief to support my work. All the staff have some income coming in to fight this battle. It's a very modest subscription price. So I encourage people to get the sample, especially this one. It's a very important one. I'm going to be detailing here in the last portion of this program the fact that what's really behind Senator Dodd's financial reform bill is not what's being discussed in the news. The lackluster Republican opposition to Senator Dodd's financial reform bill is focused almost exclusively on whether or not the bill prohibits or allows additional bailouts. A secondary topic is the supposed derivative limitations. But frankly, these are both red herrings, Stan. They serve to mask an even larger danger that no one is talking about, a huge new government agency that will control all financial institutions in the U.S., and not just the too-big-to-fail ones, as we have been led to believe. I mean, I can't believe you've got a whole new regulatory agency called the Financial Institutions Regulatory Commission, which is FIRA, or agency, and its authority absorbs and supersedes every other banking, thrift, and stock market regulatory agency, including the SEC, though it technically doesn't abolish any of those. Now, it's typical of government. They just add what its equivalent, the closest thing I can come to describing the scope of this mega agency, is that it will, and by the way, it's going to absorb all of the so-called $50 billion in premiums the big banks are going to pay to keep this running, is to compare this to the huge umbrella agency we have called Homeland Security over all law enforcement in the United States. It's just that big in scope, in cost, in politicization, and potential bureaucratic inefficiency. The language in this bill is so general that it gives FIRA virtually unlimited powers to expand into any area of regulation and control it desires. The record-keeping requirements will make the IRS look benign. But this bill contains no specific limiting criteria. There are no actual regulations in the bill. This agency will be able to do almost anything with total discretion, including covering for the financial evils of the insider banks that brought on this crisis in 2008, just like the SEC did before them. This is a con job and just as big a leap into socialism as the health care reform bill was to medical freedom. And the Republicans, as usual, are utterly failing to oppose it properly. The reason I actually went to the copy of the bill was to see for myself, I mean, how could there be this huge public debate about whether or not, I mean, Republicans saying it absolutely allows bailouts and the Democrats saying it does no such thing. And I said, well, you ought to be able to see it in the language. So I started to wade through this 1,400-page bill to see where the language was. And sure enough, right there in the preamble of the bill, it says, this bill to promote the financial stability of the United States by improving accountability and transparency, to end too big to fail, to protect American taxpayers by ending bailouts, it says, to protect consumers from abusive financial services practices and other purposes. Well, even though it gives lip service to ending bailouts, preambles don't mean a thing, as you know, Dr. Stan, unless it's actually in the language. And there are bailout provisions in the language, so it is not true that it ends all bailouts. But I'm worried about these other purposes, and that's what I'm covering in this World Affairs Brief, is the fact that we have a huge mega financial agency now with much broader powers that will control any business that has anything to do with financial instruments whatsoever, private equity, private capital, banks, savings and loans, thrift organizations, you name it, they're all covered now. And this is a huge expansion of federal intervention. And it's called the Financial Institutions Regulatory Agency, FIRA, F-I-R-A.
Well, I think, Joel, a lot of people say, look, we wouldn't be in the mess we are today if they'd simply had the ability to regulate, the financial markets. And we've got to do something about derivatives. We've got to do something about, you know, this too-big-to-fail concept. I mean, we've got to protect the American taxpayers. And nobody ever points out there are plenty of laws on the books, you know, allow them to regulate the derivatives, allow them to, you know, there's no reason why we have to protect these big banks. This was certainly a decision that was made, but the problem was that they would not allow any of the rules to be implemented. Certainly the Attorney General has wanted to stop the predatory lending practices that led to the housing boom, and they were blocked by the Bush administration. And when Elliot Spitzer tried to bring that out, immediately the FBI leaks a story to discredit him and shift the emphasis away from why did the Bush administration block efforts to stop predatory lending to what a terrible guy Elliot Spitzer is. He had an affair with a prostitute. So basically, the laws were already there. We don't need more laws. We need people with the courage to enforce them, and they're not going to enforce the other laws, and they're not going to enforce these either. They're going to be utilized to destroy, you know, the anybody who speaks out, to actually allow the bigger banks to get bigger and to destroy their competition.
Well, let me discuss that in general about what is needed to be regulated and what is needed to be prosecuted in terms of fraud. When you're talking about investments, there's two basic principles that are involved here. One is, how should I state this? There's a matter of liquidity on things, and then there's a matter of collateral. The greatest danger to the economy is speculation on paper, which is done on margin, which is meaning that you actually make contracts of which you have no ability to fulfill. This is a problem in society. Now, if everyone is required to have 100% liquidity backing every single contract, then the economy really does slow down. For example, we have a liquidity problem inherent in the insurance industry or in the derivatives industry, which are, you know, a sophisticated form of insurance policies. Hedges, hedging and derivatives are and futures markets, these things are the most dangerous types of markets in the world because people are made or allowed to do these, what they call, you know, naked trades, meaning that you make a play for millions of dollars of for example, you make a contract to provide millions of ounces of gold to someone if the price goes to a certain level or not, and you don't have any gold to fulfill it. Now, that's fraud. But it happens all the time because in a fluid market, they claim that, well, I can go out and buy the gold if I have to fulfill the contract. But in fact, that isn't true. You know, you should have to put money into escrow if that's the case. You know, when you make such a trade to prove that you can't
fulfill the contract.
Hold that thought.
We'll be back here in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerland at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing HB pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead.
So we're talking about why the need for regulation versus the need to prosecute for fraud. Now, while I believe that everyone has to be able to prove that they have the financial assets to back up any contract that they make, that would require a great deal more liquidity to be able to make trades. It's one thing to, I mean, for example, if you're going to do on margin, you're going to have a contract signed by a bank giving you a line of credit saying that you've got the money to. You know, you've always got to be able to prove at any given time when you make trades that you've got the money to back it up. Otherwise, it's fraudulent, in my opinion. Now, when it comes to insurance, this is another problem. You see, insurance, technically, to not be fraudulent, every insurance company has to have 100% of the money that it guarantees in its premiums. In other words, if they guarantee, if they take the total of their insured properties, and it's $3 trillion, they got to have $3 trillion in the bank to pay it, and they don't do that. They may have only 10% of $3 trillion in any kind of assets whatsoever. In other words, they cannot possibly pay off everyone if everyone's insurance companies come to. They do run insurance businesses on the actuarial concept that only a small percentage, even in a disaster, will call upon the insurance company for their funds. And so, in essence, they've actually paid, they've taken in, they've never even taken in as much money as it takes to cover all of the insurance policies at face value that they have issued. So the concept is, if they had to keep $3 trillion of reserves in order to make sure they could pay off 100% of their policies, the premiums would be phenomenal, and nobody essentially would be able to afford insurance. And so the government has allowed insurance companies to play this game of taking their chances of having minimum reserves that general and actuary tables say this covers 90% of the situations. And it doesn't, in fact. You take a major hurricane like Andrew, and it nearly bankrupted several insurance companies. Even their 10% reserves are put into stocks and bonds and other things, and those things took a real hit during this latest economic downturn. And so many insurance companies are actually insolvent. Nobody knows it yet until there's a big hurricane or a storm, and suddenly they won't have the funds to pay out. So the concept is, and it's just like the banks. You put your money in the bank, everyone thinks that they have their money and they can take their money, but if everybody does that, their money isn't in the bank. Their money's out there being invested. If the bank had to keep, which is like a warehouse receipt, everybody's money in the bank, they'd have to charge you to do so. You'd have to pay them to keep your money. They wouldn't be paying you interest, or they wouldn't be, you know, they have to earn their money elsewhere in order to allow you to keep your money for free in the bank account. So we've gotten used to a lot of systems that are dependent on having reserves, and those reserves are never near enough to pay off everybody's obligations. But there's got to be some reserves, and it's worked fairly well over time. I think, frankly, that there ought to be higher reserves for insurance companies. I think there ought to be higher reserves for banks. And I think there ought to be reserves, period, a lot of reserves for these high-flying capital, speculative markets like hedge funds and derivatives. And that's where the real problem is. You see, a speculative economy can wind up and create a bubble extremely fast if nobody's actually having to put capital on the table to make their income grow. They're just making bets without any backup, and they're allowed to do so, and it makes the market spiral upward very, very quickly. the economy needs to grow slower. And the way that you get an economy to grow slower and safer is to acquire larger capitalization to back up and liquidity requirements to back up everything that you do. And even though this new bill does talk about liquidity, there's not a single regulation in this bill that dictates where those standards are going to be set. There's not a single piece in this legislation that dictates or that that prohibits this new FIRA agency from being arbitrary and applying some standards to some companies and other standards to others. And they have these general theories about if they're a threat to the economy, they have to register with FIRA and they have to come under their risk management system. But, you know, all this is hidden behind. All this will be secret. You won't know if they're holding Goldman Sachs to the same standard that they're holding Lehman Brothers or that they're holding, you know, Merrill Lynch or Bank of America. You just won't know because this will be secret. And worse yet, the people who run these financial scams are always the people who get appointed by Congress to run these boards, whether it's the SEC is looking the other way at all kinds of shenanigans in the market, and they don't clamp down on it. I talked about in this week's brief about the high profile trades that you know are should be totally illegal in the stock markets. What they do is they basically have this computer programming and trading, and they allow insiders who are members of the stock exchange, or actually who are owners of the stock exchange, they get to look at the trades before they're actually posted to the board. And they get to place bets against those trades. For example, if they have a big block of stock that's being bought, they are allowed to go into the market and pre-purchase stock so that when this big block, this big buy comes in, they know the stock's going to go up. And 30 seconds later, they pull out and sell after the stock's gone up, and they make a profit. And that's how the powers that be, who have insider relationships to all these markets, are able to milk the market on the inside. And this would be, I mean, look who got sent to jail. You know, many people have got sent to jail for insider trading, but this is insider trading at its very worst. And the SEC knows about it. And what have they told Congress? We're going to do a two-year study about this to track and see what, and then we'll make a recommendation to it. Well, in those 2 years, billions of dollars will be made by the insiders. And they'll shut down temporarily while she, you know, makes her recommendations, and then they'll start up again. I mean, this is a rigged system, Dr. Stan. It's just like when we talk about, you know, people making after-hour trades. Well, who gets to make after-hour trades on the stock market? If it's closed on Friday, who's making trades on Saturday? Well, they won't tell us. But some people get to make trades, and that's why the price of stocks is different when it starts out Monday morning, because trades have been going on for the insiders during the weekend.
Well, we have a corrupt system. I don't know if there's any solution to it other than the whole thing to come down. We're out of time, Joe. God bless. Talk to you next week. Thanks for being
here.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at American Freedom Network. Enjoy our regular Friday program with Joel Skousen. I know I always do. Well, this is the time when I really need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, as you know, we have about 60 outlets every week, a lot of them just half an hour. But at least we're reaching people across America with a story they're not going to get elsewhere. So if you're in a position to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Lots of great information there, lots of DVDs. You can listen to our programs, you can read our newsletters. A new section we have is videos on the web, and if you want to go there and scroll down, there's one of them is where President Obama talks about his Muslim faith. And he says, John McCain certainly hasn't talked about my Muslim faith. And George Stephanopoulos says, you mean your Christian faith? And Obama says, oh, yes, my Christian faith. Now, that isn't on the part that you'll see. It's just where he talks about his Muslim faith. But why would John McCain talk about President Obama's Christian faith? And, of course, the thing is, he's not a Christian. He's a Muslim. But they can't tell the American people that. You need to watch that DVD or lots of YouTube clips of President Obama is a Muslim. He's always been a Muslim. That's why he's going to take us into a war with Iran, because he's a Shia Muslim. And, of course, he's a Sunni Muslim. That's why he bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, the Sunnis hate the Shias, or they fear the Shias. That's why we're going to go to war with Iran. But we can't tell the American people that. And this phony confrontation between Netanyahu and Obama, it's all political theater. It's just political theater for the suckers. And you think you're seeing reality. It's a prelude to the terrible war that's going to be occurring in the Middle East. And you better prepare yourself for it financially and spiritually, and because it may very well have a profound impact on what happens here in America. Well, certainly we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the financial Armageddon, on the forbidden secret, or the secret, and certainly you need to have this information to understand what's going on today. The whole plan is to destroy the economy of this nation and to impoverish our people and to shift production to China and to India. And, of course, it's all laid out in the Earth Charter, where we have equitable distribution of wealth between nations. How do you do that? Why, you lower living standards here and shift our production and our wealth to other nations. It's all laid out. You can read it in the Earth Charter, written by the nephew of the man who's doing it all. The man who wrote it is Stephen Rockefeller. The man in charge is David Rockefeller. If you haven't ever read Barry Goldwater's book, with no apologies, we've got some second-hand copies of it, and certainly you need to read from pages 280 to 285, where Barry Goldwater in 1979 laid out the whole plan for the destruction of America. And as he said, the purpose of this was to gain control of the commercial and financial institutions throughout the world by first taking control of the political government of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, they've done that. You need to get my talk on the financial Armageddon. It's all there. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Obama made his case for sweeping financial regulatory reforms today as he spoke just blocks from Wall Street.
President Obama called for a series of reforms, but was not excessively critical.